Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You sound like the world's gayest AM radio show.
Richard Reese with us this morning, too. He's at the Kansas City Improv tomorrow night, right?
Yep.
Headlining the Kansas City Improv. You know anybody in the Kansas City area? Or if you are in the Kansas City area, go see your buddy Richard Reese. He tweets at Richard Tweese, right?
Yep.
And we tweet at TNT Radio Empire. Our buddy from Kansas City, Chris Porter, is going to visit us tomorrow. He's at the Funny Bone Omaha.
Then Friday, Bert Kreischer will join him.
Yeah, they're both going to be in the studio on Friday. Bert's got a call in sick to work show at noon on Friday at the Funny Bone. That's sold out, I believe,
that's
right?
That's amazing. Yep. Yeah. So many people getting fired.
That's going to be crazy.
So many people who don't care that they're getting fired.
Right. I'm going to just go there for lunch and come back. Hammer.
Yeah, wait. No.
Somebody will.
They go there for lunch and don't come back.
Yeah, somebody might go back. We're going to take an extra long lunch. We'll be back at 1.
No, I believe Bert encourages you not to go back.
Some people have to go back. You know? Everybody's like Bert can just take the day off and get drunk.
But it's a good gig.
It is a great gig.
I think Colleen said he's flying home that like late afternoon.
He does
early
do that.
Evening,
yeah,
man.
He does do that.
He's going to get onto that plane just hammered.
Yeah. Yep.
There was an old clip of him on TV, and somebody's like, oh, that must be old because he had a shirt on.
Oh, he had a shirt on?
Yeah.
Man. Craig? What are you laughing at?
I got to finish reading that one.
Okay. Right.
But it gets...
Something you're going to do on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah, you got to share it with the class.
Yeah. That
What's so funny, Mr. Evans?
That's
one of my favorite parts of the show is...
off the air funny stuff?
Craig Evans, I got to finish reading that one.
Yeah, so far it's pretty good.
Good.
So far it's pretty good. Not like
he reads a lot of stuff.
Yes,
and
he does.
If it doesn't grab his attention in the first few sentences, he's going to move on. Yeah. So if he's got to read the rest of that one, it's got to be good. I don't want to build it up too much. Too late.
Sometimes things get lost.
Right.
Bill Cosby says he will not be going on a sexual assault speaking tour.
Did somebody get in his ear?
Now, his publicist said he was going on a sexual assault speaking tour.
Yeah.
And Bill says, no, I'm not going on a sexual assault speaking tour.
Who got to him and said it was a bad idea?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because you know what? Everybody?
I know.
But it was everybody? These people that said that were saying he was going to do this.
Right.
Maybe he was joking and the publicist took it.
Yeah.
He didn't actually say that, did he?
Yes, he did.
Well, his attorney is now saying that the town halls likely won't happen because of the criminal charges Cosby is facing.
Yeah, still is.
And they're afraid that he might accidentally say something incorrectly.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And turn it into a how-to.
Like when an admission of guilt.
Right.
Yeah, like when you deny something and then say it happened. Like the Russians never did anything. Oh, they did. When you tweet that out, they did.
They did.
So he could be saying like, yeah, you know, it's like this last girl I raped. Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, I didn't.
Like
I didn't.
OJ's If I Did It
book. Yeah, exactly. OJ's If I Did It book.
Here's how it
would Which is crazy that he even wrote that. And it's still, there's a copy of that somewhere out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they printed that.
Exhibit A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they came to us to talk to him about the promoting book.
Yeah.
And we turned him down.
No.
Because we're that principled.
That would have sounded hokey, stupid.
Well,
we'd ask him about the Bills and scoring touchdowns.
Yeah.
Because I still like that OJ, and I like the OJ that did the Naked Gun
stuff. Naked Gun trilogy.
Yeah, I liked all that. So pre-94, we'd have a pre-94 interview with OJ. We talked to Bill Cosby twice. It was great before we knew about all the raping. And then we stopped talking to him, too.
Yeah, because you kind of would have to bring it up.
Yeah.
People might be a little disappointed if we...
Yeah, we're not having a friendly interview with the
didn't bring
with
it
Bill
up.
Cosby.
That clip of him saying, hey, hey, yeah, hey.
I know. Hey, 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 hey.
What an old
That's
man.
What he said to himself when he dropped pills in the drink.
Oh, man. And that...
God, that's just a horrible thought.
But once again, pre-rape, of course, Bill's been raping for a while, I guess, apparently. But I, if the Cosby Show came on, I could watch the show because it is just a show to me.
Yeah, it's a funny show.
It's a very funny show. Yeah. And Todd and I, our age group, and yours too, Craig, grew up on the Cosby Kids. That was our age. We were kids. The Junkyard Band and all that. I loved Cosby.
Yeah.
You know?
I watched it.
Yeah, we all did.
I don't know where you can see Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids these days. I haven't seen that on TV.
No, but it was great. Remember, he was live on those shows. He'd host it.
Yes,
he'd be in the. Yeah,
that seems like something you probably find online, like Netflix.
Well, you would think they had all that stuff back on people putting out on DVDs.
Yeah,
I bet you there is a DVD version of Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
Set.
Yeah, not that I've sought it out or anything, but. And probably wouldn't be a really good time to start promoting it. Hey.
I just think that you can enjoy something from somebody before they became a bad guy in their personal life. I really think that's, you know.
But you can see how it's tough as well. Well.
You wouldn't promote it, and you wouldn't revel in it, but you could still. If the Cosby Show's not on anywhere. And when it was on, you would watch it.
Oh, you're wrong.
Is it on anywhere?
Yeah, there was one
Who
channel.
Runs it? Nothing.
I think it's on Hulu. They did take it down for a while.
No, there was my buddy has like Xfinity cable in Denver.
Oh, okay.
And one of the channels, you know, like a TV Land, but it's not TV Land, right. Was running nothing but the Cosby Show.
Right.
And that was as recently as just a couple months ago. I don't know if they got the memo. Bill's been in a little trouble.
That's probably the tapes they had left to run. Yeah. You know, that they still had owned.
Yeah. That's it. They're out of programming. Right. All we got left is a bunch of Cosby shows.
Put them on. You read the rest of that, Craig?
Not yet.
Okay.
But he will.
Is it a true crime?
He's still smiling. There's no crime.
Okay, good.
Yeah. That's the good part.
It's true.
It seems to be.
Good.
And even if it's not, it's still fun.
Great.
We'll pretend it is.
All right.
Well, truth doesn't matter anyway.
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, why should that?
We're in a post-truth society.
That should not even be a factor anymore.
Well, there is some truthiness to this.
Got it.
All right. That's good enough. That's more than good enough.
To this. I love that. That sounds like something I say coming in 4 in the morning in the house. Well, you know, there's some truthiness to what where I was at.
There is some truthiness to it.
Are you lying to me?
Ish.
Not all the way.
Ish.
NASA is pushing back against a viral video claiming that it was going to reveal information about alien life. The video was posted online by an account linked with the Anonymous group. It said the space agency would soon be ready to make the announcement that we are not alone.
Oh, I listen to the conspiracy theory radio coming in every morning. Yeah. And I haven't heard a thing about this. You think they'd be jumping up and down about it?
Well, NASA says, nah, we don't have that. There's no proof.
So oh,
really
yeah, they
do. Not going to do it.
Yeah, they got it.
I think they've got it.
Probably
they're just holding out.
Afraid for worldwide panic, you think? You think somebody?
That's one of the theories.
That's one of the theories I've always heard, but I still think somebody would have got out and said something. I'm not saying there's something, but I don't think it's as big as we think it is. I don't think they got a guy sitting in the cell that's some alien. Be quiet.
Yeah.
I think they might have found it like a plant or something like that.
With all the forms that people have to blab.
Yeah.
Now, right? It's too hard to hide that
too
kind
hard
of stuff.
To hide that crap.
I tried driving to Roswell when I went down there.
Did you?
And I got too scared.
Did you?
I got to Roswell, like clouds were like maybe 5 feet above my car. I was the only person on the road. And the only people that passed me were these weird, like unmarked vehicles that I'd never seen
before. Really?
And my GPS went out, my radio went out, So I just turned around and went the other direction.
You start thinking about it, right? You start getting a little paranoid.
Yeah. And literally when I turned around, my radio came back on, my GPS came back on.
Man.
Yeah, it was kind of freaky.
Did you go through the town or just close to it?
I was close to it. It was a sign that said Roswell this way and then where I was going the other way. And I was like, oh, let me get a picture by the Roswell sign. Let me go to Roswell. And all that stuff started happening. That's when I turned around.
Man. Plus, you know, all of a sudden you're missing.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Comedian goes missing in New Mexico.
Right. Yeah.
Looking for people that care.
Yeah. Well, who? D.L. Hughley? No.
D.L. Hughley.
Some kid that works at a bookstore. That's it.
Well, I did recently see a theory that the, the Roswell incident, people say it's an incident where the UFO crashed and there were aliens wandering about and we got some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard a theory.
1953 or something like that, right?
Yeah, I also heard a theory the other day that it was the Russians that had some freaky-looking humans and sent them over and crashed them to make us think that there were aliens.
Didn't that video prove fake anyway?
Well,
the alien video they have, the Roswell crash.
Oh, that. Well, not the crash. There was an alien autopsy.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah,
that one was fake.
They think that was They think that was a Russian freaky looking human Russian guy.
No, that one was a doll.
All right.
They figured out that was a prop.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was a fake one.
Oh, the triangular head one.
The one was laying on the autopsy.
Yeah, the alien autopsy.
Yeah, it was
the stereotypical alien head that we all.
Has anybody ever told you you look like an alien?
Yeah,
we got a job for you.
Right.
Yeah.
They find a bunch of kids that have alcohol fetal syndrome, and eyes wide shut look.
Big forehead guys.
Yeah.
And then they crashed them. That's so funny to me.
They found a couple of guys who looked like our profile photo on Twitter and Facebook.
Those dudes, exactly, right?
Yeah. You would think they were aliens.
Yeah.
If they crash-landed in some odd-looking craft.
Mm-hmm. Heavy Metal is releasing an Iron Maiden comic book.
Cool.
Iron Maiden, Legacy of the Beast.
Damn right.
Will come out next month and will feature Eddie battling through the worlds of their albums.
Isn't Iron Maiden in Lincoln, or did that already happen?
I believe that's coming up.
I thought so,
Nerdist.com is where you can find out more about that.
That's what's-his-face's stuff, right? Who's that guy?
Chris Hardwick.
Chris Hardwick, yeah.
Yeah. And the... Chris Cornell.
Petey, go ahead. Chris Cornell.
Screw him.
There you go.
What's that all about?
Mad he killed himself.
Oh,
yeah. I got you.
Imagine the music we would have had if you'd have made it through this dark stage.
Exactly.
Not to mention the fact I had a buddy that would have loved to have
lived. You're right.
By choice.
Yeah, you're right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
You can't tell people's pain, but you do bum out when you have people that are fighting for their lives and other people just kill themselves.
Yeah, people that want to live.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Damn prescriptions, man.
Exactly.
Screw him.
Chris Cornell's brother says he's being bullied on the social media.
There's so much crappy music out there that guys are still putting out. That's what sucks about this. Man. He was good.
In a post earlier this week, Pete Cornell, or
Scott Cornell. All right.
Thanked his brother's fans for their support, but then wrote in part, "It's difficult to imagine this path of healing has generated detractors." He said that he's being bullied emotionally and, as of today, threatened.
By P.D. Mac.
He says it has reached a point where his own mental health, his sobriety, and the safety of his family are at risk. And he's going to remove himself from social media.
Who's bullying him?
Good call.
He claims the threats are connected to his recent suicide prevention and awareness messages, explaining that he's being pushed to change the narrative.
You been in touch with him, P.D.?
What's the narrative? I don't get what he means.
No, screw him. I ain't got time for him.
Scott Cornell.
Yeah. LZ.
People are mean. Social media is horrible. And we have a minute amount of fame compared to these people. And our social media can be just brutal. I cannot imagine being world famous and your social media. Especially in any entertainment piece. No matter what you do, if you're a musician, You know, people don't like their music. They hate you. If you're an actor, I see actors all the time getting abused.
Yeah, comedians apologize.
Comedians have to apologize.
But I also see a lot of those actors that you mentioned engaging these people.
Well, my two favorite are John Cusack and Ron Perlman.
In the morning.
And Ron Perlman's having a great show. And they both are liberals like us, but I love it. These idiots get on there and say, Perlman, stick to acting. Stupid stuff. Because nobody ever tells a plumber to stick to plumbing when he's talking about his opinions about politics.
They might should.
Yeah, yeah. But the bottom line is he's allowed to talk about it with somebody.
Still.
Right.
We get told that.
I know. Stick to dick jokes.
Stick to radio.
We're talking politics and dick jokes for 20-some years. It's not going to change, no matter who's in president.
Yeah, man.
Been mixing that stew together for forever.
Yes. It's not new, man. Relax.
So after Scott Cornell came out and said he was being bullied on the social media, Chris Cornell's mother-in-law came out and started bullying Scott, her own self, in a sense.
What?
She blasted the son, brother, writing in part, did you see Chris that day or any day of that year? Remind me when you saw him last.
Man, family squabbles in public. That's bad.
Yeah.
Hurting the kids with your lies for self-promotion. There's many other avenues.
I hate it when mom and I fight on Twitter.
No, it's not his mom. It's his Chris's. It's not even. He's not related to this girl.
His wife's mom.
Right.
Yeah.
So Scott Cornell was the guy that called and borrowed money. Maybe.
Maybe
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
Because Chris is worth $60 million, so.
So Scott would
call. Scott
would
call for money.
Dude, I need a house.
If we all had a
or
brother.
I need to make the payment.
Yeah.
You know that house that you got me the down payment for?
Yeah.
I got to make a payment.
I got to make the taxes on it.
Hey, you didn't tell me about taxes, man.
All right.
The University of Central Florida introducing a new smartphone film that mimics moth eyes. The insect's eyes are known to have these nanoscale structures that reduce glare. And so now they say that Florida scientists have recreated the moth's eye in the form of an anti-reflection film designed for smartphones. So anti-glare.
Oh, so you can actually take a picture and see what you're taking a picture of?
Yes.
Because if you're outside and taking a picture with your phone, usually you can't see the screen.
Exactly.
Right. I'm staying in the DMV yesterday in line, and I'm reading something on my email, and a dude beside me sees me trying to read it, and he just, all of a sudden, I see his reading glasses right in front of my face. He's handing them to me. I think he was a listener. I think he recognized me, and I look at him, and I start laughing. I'm like, screw you, I can see this.
Would you have it, like
9 feet from my face? Like I said, it was DMV after my nap. It was a bad time. And all of a sudden, you see these glasses come into view. He goes, he's handing them to me. And he didn't say a word. And if you're listening, dude, thank you. That made my day. And I looked at him, I said, no, you're right.
I don't need those, but can you hold this over there?
Can you read
so
this?
So I can read this.
Yeah.
Did you have to take an eye test?
Or no. I mean, just when you hold your phone up, I was holding it out like that.
Were you at the DMV?
No. My car license. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just to hang out.
One of the cars.
Because when I hold something, I have to take my glasses off to read something up close.
Exactly. Yeah.
For a license plate, you know, you can do that online now.
I don't ever do that online. Because I always wait for like the last week and then go pay for it.
That annoys me.
But you know, the line.
I wish I wouldn't do that.
The DMV is so much quicker than I think it ever usually is. It's pretty quick.
You got to go on the right day. Well, not at the end or beginning of the month, and not on a Monday or Friday,
and not lunch.
And not lunch.
No,
there are certain.
I can go when most people can't.
There are some locations.
2 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
That aren't quite as busy as others.
It's empty.
But when it comes to the license plates, I just go online anymore.
Yeah.
So much easier. Yeah. You don't have to leave the house.
And I've even waited till the end of the month, like 2 days before. I'll go online and I'll take my chances for three or four days. I'm fine.
Back in the day, I got stopped a lot for letting my license.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, exactly. No, they drive up behind me and see the plate number was a year, you know, month past.
Yeah.
I got pulled over a lot back in Pennsylvania for that, so I'm paranoid.
I think when you do it online, they send you something in the email. They said you can print out the receipt and just show it to the cops. Say, hey, look, I paid for it. Right. I'm just waiting for it to show up.
But then I wouldn't meet the people that listen to this program if I wasn't out and about, you know.
Thank God you get out there.
I do.
It is. great things.
Craig and I are real good ambassadors.
Craig goes out all the time.
That doesn't make me a good ambassador.
Well, it's true, but at least you're out there. And I wouldn't say I'm good sometimes. Let's not go that crazy.
And I am.
I'm not out glad handed, but I am out. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of times, man. This guy's an ass. Tyler.
And while I do get out, many times I'm in a tower.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I'm in a tower.
Your high tower. Yeah. Come down from your tower, Craig.
Yeah, I'm either in the tower or the
looking
press
down
box
the
or
peasants.
Something. Yeah, you can't get to me.
That's true. You do look down. The peasants
you can't
you're
get
out.
To me.
You can't get to me.
I'm down with the real people on the ground.
Yeah, I'm in the air conditioning.
Yes, no, you are.
I hear you get around at the track, Craig.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
I met a listener at the grocery store the other day because
that's where that's the only place you go is your grocery store. That's where you meet them.
I was blocking the aisle with my cart.
You got those little drive carts now?
And she asked me to move. You see, I can never find anyone to push me around.
No, I'm talking about the motorized one.
Yeah, little rascal scooters.
You can use those at the grocery store now.
Oh, yeah, I could.
You should do that.
But I haven't.
Yeah, that'd be pretty. You can't give up on your leg by then.
Yeah.
That'd be stupid.
It would
you can walk taut, I know, but.
It would be fun, though. But you mostly see fatties in those.
Yeah, complete fatties. Exactly.
And they're still wheezing.
Richard Reese with us, headlining the Kansas City Improv tomorrow night. A little Sportsopedia coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.